USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover, according to the city police chief. They were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. Earlier in the day, Kentucky's attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I wasn't surprised. I don't have a very high expectation of justice in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals. But let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say an asteroid the size of a school bus is going to zoom by our planet today. They say it'll be a safe pass, though, not posing a threat. It is believed to be between 15 and 30 feet long, expected to travel 13,000 miles past the Earth at its closest pass. A spokesman for the Democratic nominee Joe Biden says most presidential elections center on the economy, though Guy Smith says this time it'll be the coronavirus which affects everybody.
No one can escape concern about it. No one can escape the need to be concerned about it. They worry about themselves. They worry about their family. It is the number one thing worrying every single American.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has tested positive for COVID-19, and this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Maryland's Republican governor has come out against acting quickly to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Speaking to the Texas Tribune Festival yesterday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said that we should not be playing partisan games with the nation's highest court. Hogan adding it would be a mistake for the U.S. Senate to ram through a nominee on a partisan line vote. President Trump is expected to name his nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday afternoon. Hogan saying we shouldn't let Ginsburg's death create more division in the nation. President Trump says it's up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, making that clear during a briefing that he just might overrule the FDA. The agency has said it wants time after volunteers are tested to make sure there are no side effects from a vaccine, but Trump says he doesn't want any delays. And make way for a lot of new Baby Yoda items just in time for Christmas. Disney launching a bunch of new Star Wars products in what's called Mondo Mondays starting on October 26th. Baby Yoda became an instant breakout star from last year's debut of The Mandalorian and will be on some of the new merchandise. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.